In the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I bear witness that Allah is the true God worthy of being worshipped. None deserves the right of worship except Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his true slave and messenger. After Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah finished the introduction, he went on to emphasize the following. First, that the religion of all the prophets and messengers and their followers is Islam. He said rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah's mercy be upon him, he said Muhammad's deen, Muhammad's religion, which Allah chose for himself, is Islam. The religion that Allah has sent with the first and the last of the messengers. No religion will be accepted from anyone other than Islam, neither from the first nor from the last of creation. And it is the religion of the prophets and their followers, as Allah the Most High informed concerning Nuh alayhi salam, and those after him, until the time of the disciples, the followers of Jesus alayhi salam. So he now gives the evidences for that. The first evidence is from chapter 10, which is Surah Yunus, verse 71. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم اقضوا إلي ولا تنظرون. And recite to them the news of Nuh alayhi salam, when he said to his people, O my people, if my stay with you and my reminding you of the ayat, of the proofs, of the evidences, of the verses, of the lessons, of the signs, of the revelations of Allah is hard on you, then I put my trust in Allah. So devise your plot, you and your partners, and let not your plot be in doubt for you. Then pass your sentence on me and give me no respite. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. هنا الشاهد. But if you turn away from accepting my doctrine of Tawheed, of Islamic monotheism, that is to worship none but Allah, then no reward have I asked of you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be one of the Muslims, meaning those who submit to Allah's will. This is the evidence, this last part. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, said about Ibrahim alayhi salam, about Abraham, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, of Abraham alayhi salam, which is Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, except him who befools himself? Who other than that? Truly we chose him in this world, and verily in the hereafter he will be amongst the righteous. When his Lord said to him, submit, that is, be a Muslim, he said, I have submitted myself as a Muslim to the Lord of Al-Alameen, of all that exists. Not only that, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And this submission to Allah, which is Islam, and this submission to Allah, Islam, we enjoined by Ibrahim alayhi salam upon his sons, and by Yaqub, by Jacob, saying, O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, then die not except in the faith of Islam as Muslims. Meaning on Islamic creed of Tawheed, on monotheism. And he, Allah the Most High, said about Yusuf, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, the trustworthy, ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث، فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة، توفني مسلما. And he, Allah the Most High, said about Yusuf عليه السلام, the trustworthy, رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, you have indeed bestowed on me of the sovereignty and taught me something of the interpretation of dreams. The only creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my wali, my protector, my helper, my supporter, my guardian, my God, my Lord, in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die as a Muslim, meaning the one submitting to your will, and join me with the righteous. This was about Yusuf alayhi salam. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, said about Musa alayhi salam, about Moses alayhi salam, وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. Chapter 10 verse 84. And Musa, Moses said, O my people, if you have believed in Allah, then put your trust in Him if you are Muslims, meaning those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the creed of Islamic monotheism. And He, the Most High, told about the magicians at the time of Fir'aun, at the time of the Pharaoh, that they said to the Pharaoh, وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And you take vengeance on us only because we believed in the ayat, the proofs and the evidences and the lessons of our Lord. When they reached us, our Lord pour out on us patience and cause us to die as Muslims. These were the magicians after they believed, and cause us to die as Muslims. This is chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 126. And he, the exalted, subhanahu wa ta'ala, informed that Balqis, the queen of Yemen. You know Balqis, she is the daughter of Al-Hadhad bin Sharhabil from the tribe of Humayr, the queen of Saba. She is from the people of Ma'rib in Yemen. She accepted Islam at the latter stage of her life after she received a letter from the Prophet of Allah Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the story of which was mentioned in Surah An-Naml, which is chapter 16. It is said that he alayhi salam, Sulaiman, married her and she stayed with him. Other reports say that he kept her in charge of the Yemen kingdom then, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But what's important is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed that Balqis, the queen of Yemen, said, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It was said to her, enter a sarh, a glass surface with water underneath it, or a palace. But when she saw it, she thought it was a pool, and she tucked up her clothes and covering her legs. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, verily it is sarh, meaning a glass surface with water underneath it, or a palace. She said, my Lord, verily I have wronged myself, and I submit in Islam together with Sulaiman to Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen, of all that exists. And concerning the prophets of Bani Israel, of the children of Israel, he the Most High said, Inna anzalna at-tawrata fiha hudan wa nurun yahkumu biha an-nabiyuna alladhina aslamu lilladhina hadu. Verily we did send down the Torah to Musa alayhi salam. Therein was guidance and light by which the prophets who submitted themselves to Allah's will, meaning in Islam, judged for the Jews. So the prophets of Bani Israel were on Islam. And he, the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, spoke about Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus, the Messiah, and his disciples. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. As in chapter 3 Surah Al-Imran verse 52, then when Isa alayhi salam came to know of their disbelief, he said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? Al-Hawariyun, the disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims, that is, we submit to Allah. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. And when I, Allah, revealed to Al-Hawariyin, the disciples of Jesus alayhi salam, to believe in me and my messenger, they said, we believe and bear witness that we are Muslims. So Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah commented now, after giving all these evidences about the prophets and their followers, that they are on the state of Islam, he said, so this is the deen of the first and the last from the prophets and their followers. It is the religion of Islam, and it is the worship of Allah alone, who has no partner or associate. This is the meaning of Islam. He said, it is the religion of Islam, then he defined it, and it is the worship of Allah alone, who has no partner or associate. And what about the worship? And his worship at times and places is the obedience at all times and places is the obedience of his messengers alayhim salam. None will be a true worshipper of him, of Allah, if he worships him in ways that oppose that brought forth by the messengers, as it is the case with those whom Allah described in the verse in chapter 42:21, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Or have they partners with Allah, meaning false gods, who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not ordained? None therefore, he continued rahimahullah to say, none therefore can be a believer in Allah except the one who worships him by obeying his messengers. And none can be a believer in Allah as well as a worshipper of him except the one who believes in all of his messengers, meaning of Allah's messengers, and obeys the messenger sent to him. This is very important. So he believes in all of Allah's messengers, and he must obey the messenger sent to him. So every messenger is to be obeyed until the coming of the next one. Then obedience will be to the second messenger, or to the next messenger. Allah the Most High said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. We repeat this important paragraph, and when he said rahimahullah that none therefore can be a believer in Allah except the one who worships him by obeying his messengers, and none can be a believer in Allah as well as a worshipper of him except the one who believes in all of his messengers and obeys the messenger sent to him. So every messenger is to obey until the coming of the next one, then obedience will be to the second or to the next one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We sent no messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave, as in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 64. Therefore, anyone who makes distinction, the Shaykh rahimahullah says, anyone who makes distinction between the messengers, believing in some and disbelieving in others, is a non-believer. Anyone who makes distinction between the messengers, believing in some and disbelieving in others, is a non-believer. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, verses 152. إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. Verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers by believing in Allah and disbelieving in His messengers, saying, well, we believe in some but reject others, and wish to adopt a way in between, they are in truth disbelievers. and we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment. Also, الذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. In contrast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about and those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of them, meaning of the messengers, we shall give them their rewards, and Allah is ever of forgiving, most merciful. Chapter 4, verse 152. And since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and last messenger, and because there is no other messenger after him, nor there is anyone to revive the deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah continues to establish from the means to revive the deen that which will lead to its prevalence, as He has promised in His book. Therewith, meaning in His book, He makes apparent the merits of faith, of iman, of belief, and its commendability, while exposing the bad or the vice of disbelief and its evil. And one of the greatest means of prevalence of faith and religion, as well as the true reality of the messenger's news, is the appearance of their opponents from the plain liars. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. And so we have appointed for every prophet enemies. The Shaykh is saying here that from the greatest means of prevalence of Iman and religion, as well as of the true reality of the messengers, what they inform of reports or news, is the appearance of their opponents. Meaning through the appearance of the opponents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that as a means to make His deen prevailing and to make the message of the messengers prevailing. So that's why He says here subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shayateen, devils among mankind and jinn, inspiring one another with adorned speech as a delusion or by way of deception. If your Lord had so willed, they would not have done it, so leave them alone with their fabrications. This is chapter 6, verse 112. وَلِتَصْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ وَلِيَقْتَرِفُوا مَا هُمْ مُقْتَرِفُونَ. The next verse, the same chapter, Surah Al-An'am, verse 113. And this is in order that the hearts of those who disbelieve in the hereafter may incline to such deceit, and that they may remain pleased with it, and that they may commit what they are committing, meaning all kinds of sins and evil doings. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَّبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I seek a judge other than Allah while it is He who has sent down unto you the book, the Quran, explained in detail? Those unto whom we have the scripture, the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, know that it is revealed from your Lord in truth. So be not you of those who doubt. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. The next verse from the same chapter, Surah Al-An'am, verse 115, and the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. None can change His words, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Luqman, which is sub-chapter 25, verses 27 up to 31, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. And remember the day when the zalim, the wrongdoer, the oppressor, the polytheist will bite at his hands. He will say, oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhith fulanan khalila. Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so and so as khalil, an intimate friend. لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. He indeed led me astray from the reminder, this Quran, after it had come to me, and Shaitan, Satan, is to man ever deserter in the hour of need. وقال الرسول Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahzura. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, will say, oh my Lord, verily my people deserted this Qur'an, neither listened to it nor acted on its laws and teachings. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. Thus we have made for every prophet an enemy among the mujrimeen, the disbelievers, the polytheists, the criminals. But sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. This is because when the truth is denied, Shaykh al-Islam now is commenting, after he gave all these evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had those enemies of the prophets present to oppose the truth, so that the truth will be known and therefore it will prevail. This was a means for prevailing, for allowing the truth to prevail. He said this is because when the truth is denied and opposed with doubts, Allah the Exalted will erect in its support from the clear signs by which He will establish the truth and falsify falsehood, manifested in what He makes evident from the clear proofs of the truth and the corruption of the refutable opposing proofs. Thus when the mushriks belied the Quran and exerted the effort to revoke it by all means, though He challenged them to bring forth the like of it, then to produce the like of 10 chapters and then 1 chapter, then that constituted therefore a proof for the people of understanding. All the mushriks on their incompetence to oppose the truth of the Quran, despite the strong efforts and means at their disposal. SubhanAllah, so in their checking like this, and in their opposition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the truth prevail, and that showed their incompetence, and that showed their incompetence to oppose the truth. This brings us to the end of tonight's chapter of the correct response of those, or to those who altered the religion of Jesus alayhi salam, from Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, al-jawab al-sahih liman baddala deen al-masih. Inshallah we'll continue part by part as we're going, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a benefit for myself and for all of you. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa jazakumullahu khairan for being here. If there is any question, please, the mic will be free.